Number two.
What is your new secretary like?
She can take care of anything. She's a very capable woman. Hey, Jim, what's your girlfriend or wife like?
She can take care of anything. She's a very capable woman.
I love capable women.
Yeah, she's not bad looking either.
Oh, 她是很漂亮. Number three.
I've never left the office for more than a day. I'm a little bit worried.
I would take care of everything. Don't worry, boss.
Thanks.
Number four.
I'm afraid I can't take care of this.
What do you mean? I thought you said it would be no problem.
I thought it would be no problem. I was wrong.
我请Jim老师讲 number four. One more time, slowly.
I'm afraid I can't take care of this. What do you mean? I thought you said it would be no problem.
疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
I know you'll be able to take care of it. Right. You can count on me. I won't let you down. I hope not. This is a very important project. It's worth millions of dollars to the company.
One more time slowly.
I know you'll be able to take care of it. Right. You can count on me. I won't let you down. I hope not. This is a very important project. It's worth millions of dollars to the company.
Quickly.
I know you'll be able to take care of it. Right, you can count on me. I won't let you down. I hope not. This is a very important project. It's worth millions of dollars to the company.
亲爱的朋友们, from today, you will become a take care of expert. Congratulations. Please sing this.
From today, you will become a take care of expert. Congratulations.
Chilling with my man DJ Post, got cutting it up on the 1 and 2. Getting busy all night long with that real hip hop flavor. Keep going and keep going.
Unit 41.
That's impressive.
太棒了. Kim's note.
Once you master impressive, your English will become more impressive immediately. You may think that a two-word sentence is easy, but I promise you, it can make you sound very intelligent and international.
举一反三, drill, number one.
Your English is so impressive.
Step one, 第一步, listening carefully, 仔细地听 Jim老师的发音.
Your English is so impressive.
Your English is so impressive.
Your English is so impressive.
Step 2, repeating. 请跟在我和Jim老师后面模仿.
Your English is so impressive.
Your English is so impressive.
Your English is so impressive.
Step 3. Let's yell together. 让我们一起来大喊英文，将录音机的音量开到最最大，站起来，手舞足蹈，一起来征服这句话。 1, 2, 3.
Your English is so impressive. Your English is so impressive. Your English is so impressive.
在这里我再次解释一下 impressive. 要想将这个单词的发音彻底掌握, 需要六七个发音技巧。 首先是 e 短元音 e, 然后是闭嘴 m im im, 然后是爆破音 p p, 然后是卷舌音 r, 然后是45度咧嘴音 e, 最后是再次收小腹 i, impressive. 那么在单词最后面出现了摩擦音, 上牙齿咬住下嘴唇 z, v， 所以呢，哇，一个这样的单词这样包含了六七个发音技巧。Impressive， 我请 Jim 老师尽量的慢速 slowly exaggerate 来读这个单词
impressive。
首先要把嘴闭住 然后呢爆破 pressive， 单词结束的时候上牙齿咬住下嘴唇 impressive。 关于最详细的发音技巧的解释，请学习我们的李阳发音宝典，50盒录音带，50本书，让你全面征服英语的发音。好，我们来看第二句话
，Number two， His experience is impressive.
Jim, I think your experience in China is very impressive.
Thank you. I think it is too, actually.
对 ，Jim 老师在中国的经历。啊，真是令人钦佩，令人难忘，给人以强烈的印象 ，impressive。OK， 我们来看 number three，
Your determination is impressive。
首先，我请 Jim 老师慢慢的读一下 ，as slowly as possible。
Your determination is impressive。
然后用中速来读一下 ，naturally。
Your determination is impressive.
As quickly as possible.
Your determination is impressive.
这里面包含了一个极其重要的名词，就是 determination， 非常的难读。我请 Jim 老师 one more time, determination, slowly.
Determination.
Three times.
Determination. Determination. Determination.
成功，要想成功， if you want to be successful,You have to have a lot of determination, is that right?
In everything.
Everything.、
Yes.
任何一件事想成功都有 determination. Okay, 我们来看 number four.
Beijing's history is very impressive.
Wow, 北京的历史真是太给人印象太深刻了，太伟大了，太厉害了。Beijing's history is very impressive.我请 Jim 老师用 slow, natural, fast 各读一遍。
Beijing's history is very impressive. Beijing's history is very impressive. Beijing's history is very impressive.
Number five.
That story is really impressive.
Slow, natural, fast.
That story is really impressive.That story is really impressive. That story is really impressive.
大家一定要跟上 Jim 老师的最快速读法，而且要把我们的录音机的音量开到最大，跟着我们都用三嘴口腔肌肉训练法来将句子脱口而出，叫最大声、最快速、最清晰。That story is really impressive. 我请 Jim 老师来示范一下 ，as quickly, as clearly, as loudly as possible.
That story is really impressive. That story is really impressive. That story is really impressive.
Right, that story is really impressive. 我们来看一下额外财富 bonus. Number one.
The night view of Shanghai is very impressive.
Do you think so?
I think so.
对，所有的朋友，几乎我所有的朋友都说，上海的夜景真是太漂亮了。The night view of Shanghai is very impressive.
The night view of Shanghai is probably the most impressive in Asia. It's certainly, I think, the most recognizable.
Right. 上海的夜景是亚洲最漂亮、最有名的了。Number two.
Everything in your company is so impressive.
Wow, 你们公司的任何一样东西、任何一件事情都是令人难忘。Everything in your company is so impressive. 我请 Jim 老师慢慢地读一下 slowly.
Everything in your company is so impressive.
Number three.
Your resume is extremely impressive.
Wow, 你的简历真是给人留下深刻的印象。这个词非常难读。I think this word is from French.
It is from French, yes.
我请 Jim 老师将这个来自法语的单词多读几遍 three times.
Resume.Resume, resume.
而且在这句话里面用到了一个五星级的副词，就是 extremely， 极其的，非常的。好，我请 Jim 老师再将第三句话 one more time slowly。
Your resume is extremely impressive. Your resume is extremely impressive. Your resume is extremely impressive.
Number four.
The development of China is really impressive.
这句话可以说是出现在全世界媒体上最多的一个句子，中国的发展真是令人眼花缭乱，真是令人啊无比的惊叹。 OK， 我请 Jim 老师用慢速、中速、快速各读一遍。
The development of China is really impressive. The development of China is really impressive.
Now, as quickly as possible, 1, 2, 3. The development of China is really impressive. One more time, 1, 2, 3. The development of China is really impressive. 一定要这样练，才能将你的中国肌肉变成国际肌肉。 Number 5.
Your daughter is very impressive.
你的女儿非常的棒，给人留下深刻的印象。 Your daughter is very impressive. Okay, slowly, naturally, and fast.
Your daughter is very impressive. Your daughter is very impressive. Your daughter is very impressive.
下面我们来看一下 Jim 老师最喜欢的句子， Jim's favorite sentence.
Okay, this sentence is related a little bit to sentence number 3. Okay, a resume has a list of credentials. So my favorite sentence here would be, the job applicant had impressive credentials, a master's degree and a PhD.
Wow, 这个求职者有非常令人惊叹的资格，他既是一个硕士，又是一个 PhD， 是一个博士。所以呢，这句话在商业英语当中是非常有用的。我请 Jim 老师再读一遍 ，one more time slowly。
The job applicant had impressive credentials, a master's degree and a PhD.
下面我们是 Nabir's favorite sentences. Nabir 老师最喜欢的句子，我们请 Jim 老师来读。
That is an impressive car.
Wow, 那辆车太棒了。
That is an impressive computer.
Wow, 那个计算机太酷了。Also, I can say that computer is cool.
Yeah.
Looks cool, right?
The car is cool. These look like sentences that are very popular in California.
在加利福尼亚很流行的一句话。
Because California is famous for many cars.
Yes.
Almost everybody drives in California. And of course, California is famous for its computers. The ones from Silicon Valley.
Right. 来自硅谷的非常有名的计算机。所以呢，在加利福尼亚呢，这两句话都很有用。哇，那辆车真棒。哇，那辆计算机真酷。That's an impressive car. That's an impressive computer. 我们来看一下疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
Think of the following scene. Two people are looking at the Three Gorges project. One American and one Chinese.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's what I meant to say. Your English is amazing.Did you study in America?
No, if I had studied in America, I would have just said, wow.
Wise guy.
Unit 42.
As a matter of fact, I don't really like American food. 其实我并不喜欢美国菜。
Wow, right, you're great. 其实我并不很喜欢美国菜。As a matter of fact, I don't really like American food.对于每一个单词到底如何发音，请看我们的 Crazily Speak English 的录像带或者 VCD， 我解释了每个单词的正确发音方法，并且给大家示范了手势。下面呢，我请 Jim 老师来唱出这个句子。 I'd like to invite Jim to sing this sentence.
As a matter of fact, I don't really like American food.
Are you sure?
Well, I like Chinese food better.
Yeah, 我更喜欢中国菜。 好, 我们来看一下 Kim's note.
Key phrases like this can add interest and glamour to your English. They make you sound advanced and will catch people's attention. Adding them to your conversations will definitely help you to sound more like a native speaker.
举一反三, Number one.
As a matter of fact, you're right.
事实上你是对的。 Step one. Listening carefully. 仔细地听 Jim老师的发音。
As a matter of fact, you're right.
As a matter of fact, you are right.
As a matter of fact, you're right.
Step 2. Repeating. 跟着我和Jim老师模仿.
As a matter of fact, you're right.
As a matter of fact, you're right.
As a matter of fact, you're right.
Step 3. Let's yell together. 1, 2, 3.
As a matter of fact, you're right. As a matter of fact, you're right. As a matter of fact, you're right.
请大家特别注意了，只要你的元音发饱满，你的英语立刻就像美国人。注意，元音饱满可以立刻改进你的英语口语，别人听起来会非常的舒服。所以呢，我再次请Jim老师以最夸张的方式来读第一句话。 Try to exaggerate as much as you can.
As a matter of fact, you're right.
As a matter of fact, you're right. Number two.
As a matter of fact, I'm leaving tomorrow night.
事实上,我明天晚上离开. Slowly one more time.
You say this a lot, don't you?
Yes. 他说,Jim老师说,我一天到晚说这句话,哎,我要出差了。好,我们请Jim老师为大家做发音的示范。
As a matter of fact, I'm leaving tomorrow night.
再次强调,元音饱满。 Number three.
As a matter of fact, Beijing is the best city I have ever visited.
哇,我听过很多外国朋友说过这句话。好,我们请Jim老师。 再一次用慢速来展示每一个发音的漂亮细节。 One more time slowly.
As a matter of fact, Beijing is the best city I have ever visited.
Number four.
As a matter of fact, I don't really like living in big cities.
事实上,我不太喜欢住在大城市。 Slowly, one more time.
As a matter of fact, I don't really like living in big cities. Not true in my case.
对,Jim老师说,我喜欢, I love living in big cities.
I come from New York and I live in Guangzhou.
New York probably is the most fascinating city in the world.
I think it is.
Yeah. Number five.
As a matter of fact, I have been studying English for 20 years.
Wow, 事实上我学英文已经20年了. As a matter of fact, I've been studying English for 20 years. But your English sounds terrible.
That was true in the case of my professor at college who came from Taiwan. Oh. He lived in America for 20 years, and his spoken English was still terrible.
Wow. Jim老师说他来自台湾的一个教授啊，虽然在美国住了20年，但是哇，英语仍然是非常非常的难听。好，亲爱的朋友们，这里给大家提一个要求，这个要求就是...
Turn up the volume and read loudly with the tape. Follow along with us, word for word.
这个要求就是将音量开到最大，大声地跟着录音带来朗读英语，跟着我们一个字一个字的学习。额外财富 bonus number one.
As a matter of fact, he's the smartest guy I know.
Number two.
As a matter of fact, I didn't even know that you called.
Number three.
As a matter of fact, I prefer living in China.
Oh, 事实上我更喜欢住在中国。As a matter of fact, I prefer living in China, prefer, 注意要卷舌 prefer, living, living 的 v, 上牙齿要咬住下嘴唇 living, in, in 的 n 要发出来，千万不能说 in, in, 应该是 in, 舌尖要舔住上齿龈，气从鼻子出来 in, in, China 就很简单了，要把元音发到最饱满。好，请金老师再读一遍 one more time slowly.
As a matter of fact, I preferliving in China.
Number four.
As a matter of fact, I don't agree with you.
事实上我不同意你。Number five.
As a matter of fact, that's a terrible idea.
哇，那是一个很糟糕的主意。As a matter of fact, that's a terrible idea. 好，看一下。Number six.
I thought you wouldn't mind.
Well,As a matter of fact, I don't. But you should have asked me first. Jim, I thought it wouldn't mind.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't. But you should have asked me first.
Could you speak this sentence slowly?
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't. But you should have asked me first.
So speak it fast.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't. But you should have asked me first.
疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
Do you want a bite of my hamburger? It's so good.
As a matter of fact, I don't really like American food. I think it's garbage.
垃圾。
垃圾 yeah. 我不喜欢美国饭。我觉得这个汉堡包是垃圾。下面我们为大家奉献 Jim 老师最喜欢的句子 Jim's favorite sentence.
As a matter of fact,Chinese food is popular all over America.
事实上，中国菜在美国的所有地方都受到欢迎。Is that true?
That is true.
Really?
As a matter of fact, it's the most popular ethnic cuisine in America, or we can say the most popular foreign food in America.
Wow.
More popular than Italian, more popular than French.
对，都比意大利、比法国菜更加在美国流行。That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
好，亲爱的朋友们，我们现在来到了另外一个部分，叫 Nabir's favorite sentences。Nabir 老师最喜欢的句子。Hi, Nabir, welcome to our studio.
Hi, Liang. Hi, you crazy students. How are you guys doing? I'm happy. I'm honored. I'm crazy. I'm just energetic and excited to be here with you guys to teach you English.
That's fantastic. 好，我们请 Nabir 老师来唱两个句子。As a matter of fact, I hate lazy people. As a matter of fact, I'm crazy about Chinese food.
Chinese food.
Hush now, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand.Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complication. Bite your lip. And take